pretty sure that's exactly how that happened. I don't know if you noticed there are a lot of nerdy references in that. It's because in high school, my best friends were Luke Skywalker, Scully, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah, it's cool now. I grew up in a small town in Texas. Well, my hometown was fine. It's a okay place to be from. My hometown was great. Unless you're gay. Maybe I just came out at the wrong time. I mean, it was the 90s in Texas. And at the time, in the region I was in, gay was still a four-letter word. Literally, they had added in an angry A right in the middle. So they spelled G-A, angry A-Y. When it came out, I was like, what? You're gay. It's like, whoa, whoa. Second A was hurtful. I know, yeah. To make matters worse, my dad's a conservative Christian minister. Yeah, so when I say it did not go well, when I came out, I mean, the only way it could have gone worse would have been like while I was coming out, the Cowboys lost a playoff game. My heart just broke twice. So I went so poorly that a few years later, I just went ahead and took it back. You can do that. It's like, wow, that sucked. Just kidding. Well, it was the 90s, so it was more like, psych. I'm gay. Not. And all my family and friends were like, whoa, that was a good one. You really had us going. I was like, didn't I? Anywho. So after a good laugh, I got to like rejoin the church and my family. First I had to give back all my gay shit. Yep, I know, I had to give back my chain wallet. All my Eddie Bauer vests. I had to rename my cat. It's like, sorry Xena, you're Ally McBeal now. Then people from church started setting me up with the fellas. I was like, okay, I'll try anything once. A little awkward at first. First date I went on with a boy, we went to a movie. It was Chasing Amy. Yeah, if I was in homo recovery, that was kind of a trigger, you know? Halfway through the movie, the guy started complaining. He was like, man, it's cold in here. So I offered him my jacket. Not off to a real good start, you know, but I kept trying. You know, I was like, I'll just keep dating guys. And you know what? I will just get more and more sexually experimental for the Lord. Right? I went to first base, second base, third base for Jesus. Let guys do weird things to me for Jesus. Had a lot of sex without feelings for Jesus. Ooh, I was a slut for Jesus. Kumbaya, kumbaya, kumbaya. Should applaud that, really.